All right. Welcome to the Apex Vaulting Podcast. A couple things. One, I do want to say sorry about the connection on the last podcast episode with Chris Chapel. If you haven't listened to it, I know the audio is a little bit spotty at times, but well worth it. Chris Chapel is from UCS Spirit. His family's been involved in the pole vault industry for a long time. He shared a lot of great information about Mondo, his world record, past records, and everything top down. Is a really great episode. So, you know, well worth it if you bear through some of the audio difficulties we had with that. Also, I just wanted to apologize. I know I haven't been posting podcasts as often as I usually do. It's been super busy at Apex, and we've been going through some changes with the way we structure our club. And I'm sure at some point I'll do a later episode about that. But what I really wanted to get out to everybody, you know, it's September, time for fall training. I think for anybody who's been following me for a while, I typically talk about this every fall. Fall is super, super important to setting up the rest of your year for the pole vault. Before I get super into that, again, if you like the podcast, you enjoy it, please follow us, subscribe on YouTube. You can follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and subscribe there. Also, if you enjoy our content, I would definitely follow us on Instagram at The Real Apex Vaulting. And we also have a Twitter. It's just Apex Vaulting, and Facebook Apex Vaulting as well. And share this episode with someone you might think will enjoy it or find it valuable. So to go on, fall training, super important. Before I even get into fall training, let's kind of describe what happens throughout the year for a pole vaulter. Let's start off with winter. For a lot of people who have indoor track or winter track, that's our first competitive season. Okay. So your schedule, once it hits like December, January, gets kind of packed. You might have, if you're in college, you might have a meet every single weekend for the most part. There might be a weekend here or there where you have an off weekend, but almost every weekend you have a meet. So the week is full of training, and then the weekends you have your meet. For high school athletes, it might even be more hectic. You might have weekend meets plus weekday meets. So you might have one, two, maybe even up to three meets a week on some weeks. So it's very, very busy for a high school athlete, and training gets very, very difficult. Of course, if you're having a meet two, three times a week, when you fit in a very intense training session, it's difficult. And especially for those vaulters that that do other events, forget about it. You know, if you're running, you know, 400 and pole vaulting, or, you know, a couple other events here and there, you know, training becomes very difficult. Okay. Springtime, well, you know, now that gets, I think, almost ramped up even more. You might have about a month to do a little bit of a short training block, you know, 4 weeks, and then you're right back into a heavy, intense schedule where for high school athletes, you have the two dual meets during the week and usually invitational on Saturday. And depending on how your high school team structures it, you may not be able to fit in a lot of training because you've got to compete hard at all three of those meets. Again, for the college, it's a little bit better. You're only getting that Saturday meet, so you can train during the week. But again, you do have to prepare, and you want to be ready to go on those Saturday meets. Which now, you know, you get through that, now we have summer. So most college athletes are done in May, okay? So that might give you kind of half the month of May, or maybe even June, before you start to hit back training again. For high school athletes, if you're going all the way through nationals, you're going to be going into June. Some state championships are even the first week of June. And then we hit the summer, right? Now, the way I view the summer, it's training slash, I would say, almost fun competing. So you can kind of like try stuff out in the summer, do some shorter approaches or try a longer approach, or, you know, but again, with the summer, I think there's a couple things that kind of disrupt training. One, vacations, right? People are going on vacations. Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, people are going to vacation. Then, you know, you do have these competitions, which again, you know, you want to be ready for those competitions. But I mean, heck, you know, for some people, they might be coming off a vacation and going to a meet. So now they have to do a short approach, you know, and then maybe you jump back into training. And so, you know, summer can be a little bit spotty. You know, obviously, if you're a straight up savage and you're trying to have a monster year, I think summer is very important. And maybe that's someone who opts to not go on a vacation and really hunker down and train through the summer, which is awesome. If you saw, I had a post on my Instagram story over the summer with the late, great Kobe Bryant talking about his training in the summers. You know, and I mean, this is a guy that will wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning so he could fit in 2-3 extra training sessions in a day throughout the summer, just so he can get, not just a head start, but blow past his competition so they can't catch up to him training wise. Because really, when you're talking about trying to up your game or get to the next level, it's about your training. And that brings us to fall. Fall is really great. It's also your last chance, right? And let me explain. It's a really great time because everybody's back on schedule, right? People are back at school. People are back at work. There's no vacations, right? So now you can kind of settle into a routine and there's way fewer competitions in the fall. Like at Apex, we always have a Halloween vault. There may be even some kind of Thanksgiving meet. And maybe there's something else thrown in there, but really right now, the concentration is on training. Okay. Now, why do I say this is your last chance? Why do I use that? Okay, well, let me explain. The fall is your last chance to make technical improvements. And I'm going to bring something up from the NFL. I was having breakfast Monday and, you know, I had ESPN on and one of these guys came on and he's an analyst and was talking about one of the quarterbacks. And I thought he made a great point. And this is so true, not just in the NFL, but every sport and especially the football. He was talking about one of the new quarterbacks that's a new starter for his team and how he had some technical inefficiencies in his throws. And he said, the problem is he's not going to be able to fix that in season because this quarterback has the pressure of winning games. And when you feel pressure, you're going to fall back to bad habits. How does this relate to pole vault? Well, if you have some technical inefficiencies in your jump, and now you're at meet season, like you waited till December to, let's say, work on your takeoff or work on your swing or whatever the case may be. It's too late because now when you're going to meets and you feel the pressure of having a clear bar, trying to win the meet, you're going to fall back on bad habits. So if you're going to fix a technical deficiency, it has to be done in the fall. And now if we even think about the other side, right? Technical, well, there's the physical. If you have a physical deficiency, let's say your upper body strength is just not up to par with your lower body strength. Like you got a great run, you could jump up, but your upper body's weak. Like I said, you have a busy meet schedule come winter and spring. It's going to be hard to really push the training because you want to be ready for the meets, right? So fall is a perfect time. You can really hammer the strength and conditioning and strengthen those weaknesses, whether it be upper body, lower body, you know, whatever you think is the muscle group that you think is lagging, or even, you know, you're trying to make yourself more explosive and make your central nervous system sharper. Well, you got to hit that training now. You got to do those plyos now, right? So that's what I think is super, super important about fall training, because it gives you that final time to hammer the training. And I'll put it to you this way. You may think about fall, well, I want to take it easy in the fall. You know, I competed last indoors in spring and I actually made it pretty far to states or nationals or at the college level. You did well at I want to ease into the year. I mean, listen, I hate to break it to everybody. There's no such thing as easing your way in. You know, now is the time to do the training so you make the season easier. Because if you could make those, let's say you have trouble with your plant timing and takeoff, like you keep running into it, getting wrecked at takeoff. Again, for the reasons that I already stated, it's going to be really hard to fix that during the season. If you want the season to be easier, you should work on that now. So let's say in this hypothetical, it is the plant timing and takeoff that you need to work on. Then what you need to do is you need to do those drills that you hate that will fix the plant timing and takeoff. You cannot wait till December. I'm telling you, it's going to be too late. Your mental focus even, and everybody who's listening, you know, as an athlete, you have a meet this Saturday. It is so hard. You're thinking about so many different things. Like, Maybe you're not the number one vaulter on your team. Maybe you're afraid about losing your spot. Maybe you're worried about qualifying for conference or counties or states. So that is going to be very difficult for you to focus and really hammer on a drill, okay, during season. In the fall, you don't have that pressure. You don't have the meet this Saturday that you need to worry about, you know, placing this or qualifying for that. You can do it. It sucks. It's not fun, you know, but I remember hearing this quote from Ed Milet, one of these motivational entrepreneur guys. He goes, you know what's more fun than fun? Winning is more fun than fun, right? And if you really want to have fun, you want to win, right? Then you got to do the stuff that maybe is not so fun right now in the fall and do those drills that you don't enjoy. Let's even talk about the workouts. You know, I've had both sides of the coin. I have my athletes that love lifting. They'll hammer the lifting. They don't run enough because they don't like running. It's not fun. And on the flip side, I've had athletes that love running. They'll do a sprint workout, hate lifting. Well, guess what you should do in the fall? You should probably concentrate on the thing that you hate, right? You've got to get better at that because that's what's holding you back. You're already good at X. You got to figure out Y now, right? So if you're someone who's a strong athlete, but you're not explosive, work on your explosiveness. If you're an explosive athlete and you're not strong, you got to get stronger, right? Those things will complement each other and make you a better athlete, right? The late, great Louis Simmons of Westside Barbell, right? He always talks about, you know, the pyramid. A pyramid can only be as tall as its base is long, right? So if your base of strength and conditioning is not good, how high can you actually go? How much faster can you run? How much higher can you jump? How much higher can you grip? How much faster can you swing? It's not going to happen unless you really build up that base, and fall is the time to do that. You can really hit those exercises and workouts that you don't really enjoy, hit them hard now because you don't have to worry about being sore, tired, or burnt out central nervous system wise on Saturday because you don't have a meet Saturday. You can really focus on the work, you know? This is going to be a little bit of a short podcast because this is a busy day, crazy, but I wanted to get this information out there for everybody, right? Listen, fall is your last chance. You could take this opportunity, really develop your jump, work on those technical deficiencies. You could take this time to work on your athleticism, your strength and conditioning, make yourself stronger, make yourself more explosive. Now is the time so that come December, you're not scrambling to figure out something where it's like, oh no, I can't grip as high as I did last year. Or, oh no, my takeoff still isn't getting fixed. Or whatever the case may be, you don't want to have to scramble in December because it's really difficult to fix that then. You know, I even, as a closing thought, you know, before I end the podcast, I even had a couple athletes last year that fall training was like, it was okay. And we hit indoors and I could see they're starting to turn the corner, but it wasn't until outdoors that they really got the PRs because they didn't really hit the fall as hard as they could have. And they were kind of playing catch up during indoors. Now it ended up working out by spring and that's awesome. But you know, me as a coach, I'm kind of stuck in that position. I'm like, man, but what if we hit fall harder? What could we have done, right? And hopefully for those athletes and hopefully for you listening right now, that's kind of describes your year last year. You know, you took it a little bit easy in the fall. Winter didn't go as well, but you know, spring you recovered. Think about how much better you could be if you hit that fall a little bit harder, right? Thanks for listening. You can follow us on YouTube, Apex Vaulting, on Apple Podcasts and at The Real Apex Vaulting on Instagram. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks again.